Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. You're tuned in to Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee, where we talk about all things sex, relationships, intimacy, sex, love, and hey, more sex. Because, honey, around here, it ain't your mama's talk. And welcome to Front Porch Sex Talk. I am Monica Lee, as if y'all didn't know, duh. So tonight it's the guys' night, and I have a very special guest, and I'll introduce him here in just a moment. But happy hump day. Yeah, you know, it's awesome. Wednesdays are so fabulous, and you know, it's one of those days that people just don't take. Literally, it's hump day. Y'all should be getting y'all's humping on and hump with a purpose. Don't ever hump just to hump. You got to hump with a purpose. Oh, wow. It has been crazy busy around here with Rock Rage and writing and my big girl job. And I always look forward to Wednesday nights because then, you know, people get to call in and send messages, and I get to answer all of that. And that's so cool because I love interacting with all of y'all. So tonight, we're going to be talking some real talk about issues that guys have, you know, with us girls. Like, that's ever really an issue. But whatever, I'm not saying that we don't have our issues. Whatever, we'll find out here in a minute. But tonight, we're going to be talking about selfish lovers. Are you a selfish lover? Have you ever been called a selfish lover? Do you just lay there and let them do whatever? Yeah? Shame on you. Well, we're going to talk about that and how to change that. And whose fault is it? Why does it happen? Well, we're going to get to the bottom of that. We're not going to be pointing any fingers. We're going to shed some light on it. And how to become mutual, in tune lovers, creating that blissful, amazing, orgasmic, mind-blowing sex magic together. Because, you know, y'all know what's coming up pretty soon, less than a month. It's Valentine's Day. And let's get more towards, you know, girl, y'all want all the roses and everything to be just right for Valentine's Day. But, guys, a month after that, you have steak and blowjob day. So nobody needs to be selfish now. It should be all the time. So let's just jump in and let me introduce you to my guest. Tonight, I have Doug with me. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great. How's everybody else doing tonight?
Thank you for being with me at the last minute.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Good. So, what is your status? Are you single, married? What's the deal? Relationship? What's going on?
I am single.
Okay. And you in the dating scene? You have issues with girls? Yeah.
No, I'm in the dating scene. No issues.
No.
Few takers, but hey, you know, it is what it is.
No comments. No major comments on the dating issues or the dating scene. Because if you tell me that you don't have any issues, I'll be like, you know, you're one of the few.
Now, what issues are you wanting to refer to?
Oh, Lord, never mind. That means you got a laundry list then, huh?
I didn't say that. You picking and probing, so why don't you narrow it down?
Well, you know, dating can be tough, period. And you,
right.
You get with somebody and, you know, y'all are into each other, but you find out you're doing most of everything. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people run into that, especially when it's in the bedroom. And, you know, that sucks when you're the one doing literally all the work and they're just laying there, and then they maybe slap you on the butt and say, thank you, honey, and roll over and go to sleep. And you're left there with, you know, okay, what do I do? Do I have to rub one off just to get mine or what?
Yeah, sometimes you got to coach it too, so you never know.
Any issues? I mean, have you ever had that happen to you? Are you the giver or are you the taker?
A little bit all the way around. Sometimes you just got to throw it out there, throw the ideas out there.
Okay, okay. But do you find yourself doing most of the work in the bedroom and you're with those females who just take from you? Are you a giving lover?
I'm always giving.
That's good to know. Mental note.
Right?
Well,
yeah,
you know.
Are you blushing over there?
A little bit. The cheeks got a little red, a little flush. I'm just saying.
Good to know, good to know.
I've seen your picture. I know what you look like.
Oh, okay. Playing a little PI work there, huh?
I always do my research, baby. I always do my research.
Oh, Lord, here it comes.
Anyway, so, you know, a lot of people complain to me because they... I'm like, you know, why does it have to be that way? Well, are you allowing it? You know, I mean, sometimes people just allow it to happen and they don't take that power. I mean, what do you have to, what do you say about that? I mean, what, when you've encountered it, do you say anything or are you just like, oh, well, fuck it?
I know I always started, but, I don't know. I've been told it's I'm intimidating because I've been known to be aggressive, if you will.
Define aggressive. Ain't no time
well,
to be shy on the front porch, darling.
I'm not shy. My people know I ain't shy. it's more of a. All right, let's go. And then it's I'll start it.
Back up. Are you saying, all right, let's go as in, let's go to the bedroom or let's go at it or where are we going? Because are you asking me, let's go? What are we doing? Explain it to me.
Oh,
I like details.
Cool, but I'm being general here.
Okay.
You know, whether it's a hookup or if you just like meet somebody or whatnot, you know, if you already know the intentions, then that you know, and that's a different situation. But if it's, you know, to where it just happens to roll into the moment, you know, then I'm normally the aggressor right off the bat. And if they want to switch it up, hey, it's good to me.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, a lot of girls complain that guys don't, you know, they'll talk some mad game and they'll be like, oh yeah, baby, I'm going to do you right. And then it's like, yeah. And I'm getting messages right now saying, oh my God, you're preaching over here. I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm just trying to shed some light on it. So, and I'm going to look at it both ways because everybody that knows me knows I look at it both ways because I don't like pointing fingers. I like to shed the light on everybody so everybody can have that ecstasy because it's everybody's birthright. So, you know, a lot of women tell me, okay, so how do I get him to not just get his and then be done? What do you have to say about that? What do you suggest for them to do? I know what I would say, but what would you say? You're a guy.
What are you asking me again?
What would you, women are saying, you know, how can they get guys to not just be done and roll over. I mean, be more than just 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Well, the way I look at it is, nowadays, regardless if it's the dating scene or the couples, it's just like society in general has got a lot of, you know, their creativity twisted, and nobody really knows what's going on nowadays.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, because I was asking you the question, so go ahead.
Like, particularly just with women in general, it's, you know, I know I don't like regular sex. That's about as boring as the daily newspaper. So,
right. Me
personally, I like women that are open-minded, creative, and just go with it. If it's open season in the kitchen, the bedroom, the shower, living room, whatever. I do not care.
Okay, but
and
do you
I
have
think,
any...
And I, what's that?
Do you have any advice on, you know, what they... How would you like to be approached if a girl says, you know, I want more, and you're ready to turn over, go to sleep, or watch the news and call it a day, and she didn't get hers?
Well, I think everybody needs to be, I don't want to say more respectful towards each other, but, you know, nowadays, if you know, you got to be willing to scratch each other's back, if you will.
Right.
You know, if you're really into that person, you really love that person, then... You know, you're gonna snap to it and realize, you know, you gotta take care of some business.
Exactly. But you know, there's some guys who just and there's girls out there too who want, you know, all the pleasure for themselves, and apparently it's a thing now to, you know, if mid blowjob in, they're done, they'll just turn over, go to sleep. And, you know, you're left there to finish off by hand. Okay, sisters, I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there. If your mouth gets tired or your jaw gets tired, okay, that's all right. It happens. Sometimes guys have a harder time, you know, having that orgasm, having that climax with just oral pleasure. Use your hand. Don't just turn around and walk away from the game. I mean, shit, finish it.
Well, If someone's getting tired, use your fingers or something. If there's more one way to do it, shoot.
I mean,
it ain't, it don't take you two by cell phone to solve it, you know.
Don't be a quitter. I mean, that's just rude. I mean, I've always been the one that says, you know, put yourself in their shoes. You know, if he's going down on you or doing something and he gets tired, and you're almost ready to just be like, yeah, and you're pulling his head to you or whatever, and he's like, okay, I'm tired, I'm going to stop. I mean, and he just walks away. I mean, what in the actual hell are you? I mean, seriously. Don't be a quitter. Finish it off. And, you know, still have fun with it and say, you know what, I've got issues with my jaw. I might have some kind of, you know, TMJ or something going on. But don't just stop. Finish it off. I mean, and that's what I'm talking about, is being selfish lovers. You just, it's all about you. But it shouldn't be that way. There should be this union, this connection with each other, that it is about, in my eyes, it is just about you. In your eyes, it is just about me. And together, when you come to that realization, then it's beautiful. And you start to create that sex magic. And it is through his pleasure that you gain the most pleasure, and vice versa. But when you start putting all that ego in there and all that selfishness, you start butting heads and you start bringing in these feelings and this resentment and these negative emotions. And Your bed is like I've talked about before, should be your sacred area. It's almost like an altar.
Right.
Don't be bringing all that in there. And especially if, you know, you're done and she's not, she's going to be laying there just, you know, ripping you to shreds in her head.
She ain't laying there.
Well, I'm happy for her. She'd be a lucky girl, I'm sure. You know.
I'm just saying that's my personal experience.
Well, that's why I wanted your opinion on, you know,
right.
tell the guys out there, what would you tell these guys out there, you know, for being that way? Because, again, there's a lot, and I'm so tired of people saying, well, I'm sleepy, I'm tired, I don't have time for sex. What the actual hell? That's like a sin.
If there's a problem in that bedroom that neither one or whoever's not getting off, finishing, climaxing, whatever you want to call it, that may be the sign of mix it up a little bit. You know, that's just common sense right there. Trust me, if I notice something's up, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna finish the job one way or the other, and I'm referring to satisfying her.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, some guys, not everybody, you know, not all guys are thinking the same way. They're more
right.
focused on, I just want to be done. I've got to get up early the next morning. And if that's the case, and I've talked about that a few times this week on my other show. Put the kids to bed early. You should always, whether you're going to have relations because you're feeling spirited and you want a 4th of July celebration,
right,
or you just want to hold each other in bed or read to each other, whatever the case may be, make time for it. And, you know, okay, we're going to eat dinner at this time. We're not going to be watching. I mean, that's why there's DVR, y'all. You can DVR that shit and watch it later. You don't have to watch it, you know, because then you can fast forward to those stupid commercials anyway. And I do not do commercials, y'all. I will DVR everything and then binge watch. But
that makes two of us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, it comes down to what's more important.
Right.
You know, making a little love or watching Celebrity Apprentice. Well, you know, I do like Celebrity Apprentice, but I still DVR it. So, I mean, it comes down to your priorities. And girlfriends, if you have a problem with your guy turning over after he gets his after a few minutes and you're still laying there, you know, and you could go for a little bit longer, bring it up. Talk to him and let him know, hey, you know, I really have a problem with this. Don't be all up in his Kool-Aid, you know, and splashing around on it, but be nice about it and tell him, hey, you know, what's going on here? Why are we in a disconnect where we're not having this sex magic? Why? I mean, is there something going on? Maybe he is just that tired and exhausted because he had one of those powerful, insane orgasms that just almost dehydrated him. And that's when you put the sweet tea and the chocolate cake and the tacos and maybe some Gatorade if you've got cramps or some shit, I don't know, next to the bed. Fuel up and re-go, you know, maybe some power bars or something, whatever, your ninja to make him a power smoothie to get him going again. You know, you need to find out.
Wait, fridge in the bedroom?
Why not? Why not? I mean, you'll never have to leave.
True. just put a buffet bar out there.
I'm just saying, you know, you'd be ready for round 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever, you know. You're ready to go. And and some guys have a problem, and this is where this is where girls, you got to be vocal. Because maybe he's tired. but maybe there's something else going on with him. Maybe he has a slower rebound. I mean, that's coming back. I mean, every guy has their rebound, you know, period, and everybody's varies. Some guys need a little bit longer than others. But maybe he's having a real issue even being able to come back. And that needs to be looked at. You know, what's going on? But if he's tired, okay, go to bed earlier. If it's something else going on, guys, I mean, hello, you got fingers, you got hands, you got toys, you got a mouth.
There you go.
Y'all feel me on that? I mean, you know, hone up on them other skills to get her going. Because the last thing you want is an unsatisfied lover laying next to you who is harboring all of this stuff, because then you have that little bitty fissure, that little bitty crack in that relationship. And everything you do, I don't care if you put your right shoe on before your left shoe one day, she is going to get to a point where she's just frustrated and she's going to just rip you to shreds because you didn't put your left foot, you know, your left shoe on instead of your right. And, you know, there's always possibilities of, you know, maybe stepping out. I'm not saying that always happens, but there's always a possibility of whatever. You know, maybe she's going to use your toothbrush to scrub the toilet. Who knows? You just have been a little extreme, but I have heard of it. So
you'd be surprised.
I know. I actually have somebody that just messaged in. And people, the phone lines are open. So if y'all have questions or comments and y'all want to call in, please do so. But my phone is blowing up with messages.
What do we got?
Well, we have a listener that is saying he is like that. And it's because he has an issue with ED, erectile dysfunction. And it's not that he doesn't want to bring that up to his wife, but he's like, I'm lucky to even have that one, you know, to get it up that one time, much less get it up again. Okay. Well, we were just talking about, if there's a problem with ED, and you're getting it up and you're having an issue getting it up again, you know, maybe you need to, you know, see your family doctor to see what's going on. There could be something physical happening there. You know, high cholesterol, plaque in the arteries, there's maybe some blockages or something that's going, you know, it's not getting enough blood flow. He's telling me that, you know, it's not even fully, he can't even get a full erection. And again, that's telling me that, you know, there might be something physical going on. I've always talked about it's one of a few things. It could be that there's something physical going on and you need to be seen by your doctor, have some, you know, blood work done to see what your cholesterol and what's going on in your arteries, you know, stuff like that. You want to rule out anything that's medical, you know, sometimes even with diabetes. There's a hard time with getting, you know, flow there because of circulation. It could be the fact of relationship. Are you bored in that relationship? Are you being challenged in that relationship? You know, it could be a many different things. I've had, yes, that's Elvis. Y'all know Elvis is always on my feet, and he's right here.
That's a very good point you made.
Which one?
What you just said, you know, whether it's medical or just the
passion
or whatnot, you know?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get bored in the bedroom,
right.
And it's just like, okay, I'm just bored with, or maybe you're bored with your partner. And it takes some work to be in that relationship, and especially in a marriage where you've been together for a while, you tend to become stagnant, and that you've got to always, whether, and I love to say this because it's true. Whether you've been together 5 minutes, 5 years, 15 years, 25 years, or 50, you should keep it just as exciting, as fresh as those first few minutes you met that person and you wanted to climb them like a tree.
Right.
Team tree climbers. Yay. Because I'm short. Everybody's taller than me, and I'm, you know, I'd have to climb them like a tree. Anyway, that's all it is. 5'2¾".
That's not short.
It's short enough to where I can't reach the water or whatever on the top shelf, and I got to climb it, you know. I got to climb the shelf. Hey, I have a step stool in my closet. I have a step stool, you know, and then I bring it down because I'm trying to put up, you know, dishes on the top shelf or, you know, whatever. Sometimes it's, you know, the bottom of the wash machine. I have to really get up in there. You know.
Well, you know, there could be a simple solution for the ED, doing date night, mate night.
Yes.
You never know.
Exactly. You can, you know, spice it up. Try things. I always like to tell people to do stuff you normally wouldn't do.
Right.
You know, go places you wouldn't normally go. Both of you step out of the role play. Role
there
play. You know, go to, I don't know, a burlesque show or something. Do something that you normally wouldn't do that's a bit on the naughty side. You know, that's a bit risque, you know, for you. And sometimes that may even just be, you know, maybe, I don't know, going out to dinner and flirting with each other or doing things under the table that you shouldn't be doing. For starters,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I've got a whole, you know, laundry list of things you could do. We'd be here forever. But then you can look at, so if it's not, if it's not physical or if it's not relationship-wise, then look back at maybe it's a mental thing. So if it's mental, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, because if it's happened to you once, we all tend to get so stuck up in our heads. If it's happened once, you start to become, you know, that fear is there, like, oh, what if that happens again? And you start thinking about it, and you start holding on to that energy a little bit more. And then you're thinking, oh, gosh, what if something else is wrong? And you start, and I'm just going to say, you start mind fucking yourself. You start blocking your own self, you know?
Yeah, sure,
and
sure.
It's in. So step back and see, okay, when did this happen? Think back to when you first noticed that this was going on. And what was, you know, what were the circumstances? I mean, I talk about it all the time. You know, depression and the erection. Because
there you go.
especially if you're on any kind of medications, that can, you know, look at the side of, you know, the side effects on the meds to see. So sometimes that causes a low sex drive or a drop in your testosterone. That's one of the things you need to look at or have tested at the doctor is testosterone. You know? See, even Elvis is agreeing. He's making noises. Right, Elvis Presley. So, if it is something mental, you might need some clearing. You might need to, you know, set up a session with me. And I can see, Elvis is saying, yes, you need to call me. Can y'all hear him? Because every time I say something, he's like talking at me. You need to, you know, you can call me. All of my sessions, unless you are in this area, are via Skype and phone. And, you know, my Tantra sessions are, of course, face-to-face because that's, you know, doing the body work. But the love coaching sessions, the relationship skills, all of that can be done via phone and Skype. But sometimes you need to be cleared. of all of that. So with ED, again, look to see if it's a physical thing, if it's something in the relationship, or if it's something that's mental, and maybe it's holding you back. You are holding yourself back. If you have any more questions or comments on that, you can message me at MonicaLee@frontportsextalk.com. This person just happened to find me on my Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee page on Facebook, messaging me through there. Do you have anything to add to that? What would you suggest?
No, you pretty much covered everything. I mean, the only thing I can think of different is maybe more likely spicy. You know, if it's not a medical issue, more than likely it's just boredom, routine.
Right.
So, I mean, anytime I've been in a relationship and it's been kind of getting boring, you know, it's either date night, mate night, or, you know, try something else. I'm not, you know, if you know your woman as well as you should, then, you know, just you changing something that may just wow the whole situation in general.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times people are so scared to offend the other person. There's never that happy medium of just talking. There's the, you know, the accusations. There's the, oh, he must be cheating on me. She must be cheating on me. You know, whatever the case may be. And I think everybody just needs to slow down and just talk. You know, sex isn't always, you know, doesn't always, see, it's okay, Elvis. You don't always have to. I mean, he's seriously crunching over here. Hear him?
He's giving some good advice right there.
I know. It's my boy. He's always looking out for me.
Give him a mic.
I know. Elvis has not left the building. But, I think you just need to step out of your comfort zones. And sometimes people are just so stuck in that box that they put themselves in, that they have this picture of how it's supposed to be, and they keep themselves there without, you know, going on a journey and really, really exploring. Does that mean you're going, stop? Does that mean you're going into, you know, playrooms with bloggers and all this other stuff? No, it just means exploring each other and getting to know each other's bodies again. And, you know, sometimes, especially if you've been together for a while, it just becomes routine, and it just becomes, you know, a chore almost, because you're thinking of, I've got to do this tomorrow. I've got to change the oil. You know, maybe you're thinking, I've got to change the oil. I've got to clean the gutters. I've got to mow the lawn. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And she may be thinking, oh, tomorrow I've got to, you know, go to the market and do this and do that. But one thing is certain, you should always, when you're in that bedroom, all of that needs to not be on your mind. When you're in your sacred space together, it needs to be focused on, you know, you and her. I have another question. It just came through. Okay. And this girl is writing in. She's like, hey, I've been a fan since day one. I love listening to your show. But I do have a question, and thank you so much. But I do have a question. It's been a while since I've had sex, and I'm worried about being able to have sex again in the future because it's been so long. What do you suggest I do? Well, I think, you know, a lot of people think that the vagina closes, and it doesn't. It can accommodate even if there hasn't been any use for a while. I don't know what your thoughts are. Hey, dude. I don't know what your thoughts are. He's awfully vocal tonight. I don't know what your thoughts are on toys, but, you know, it's not that your 4th of July vagina, yoni, will close, but it will tend to atrophy. Yes, if you don't use it, you lose it, and that's the muscle, and that's with any kind of, you know, muscles that we have. You know, if you are used to building muscle and then you don't go to the gym for a while, your muscles tend to atrophy. And the same thing with the vagina. If you don't, you know, if you're not as active, it'll tend to atrophy. Yeah. And what you can do is, you know, maybe purchase a toy and, you know, explore with that. Just to not lose the muscle there, and also have some fucking fun. You know, they make all kinds now, all different sizes. so, you know, you can use for your pleasure. You can also keep, you know, doing your Kegels. Kegels are wonderful. That's like, you know, kung fu fighting with your vagina down there. It keeps them strong. Making fun of the situation, but you know, it's just how it is. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, if you're not going to be sexually active for a while, whether it's by your choice or just, you know, you're not in a relationship or whatever, you're having issues in a relationship, or if you're in a marriage or a relationship and you're not having sex, because I have worked with couples who they are couples, but not having sex. It's just beyond them at this point, for whatever reason. And I've told, you know, the woman in you know, the same thing. Get a toy. Use it so you can keep that muscle tone. Use jade eggs, yoni eggs, to do your Kegels. And you know, so that way you're always going to have that text, you know, that sensation, that texture there, and it's not going to hurt. Because sometimes when you go, and this is, you know, females will know what I'm talking about. If you hadn't had any action down there and you go to the doctor for that annual, it's going to be a little on the painful side. So you got to keep those muscles toned, so to say. All right. I hope that was able to help you. And if you need more, make sure you call me or message me back. I'd love to sit and talk with you. Let's see. What else do we have? Who's the guy with the voice? Apparently.
I'll tell you.
You have a fan.
Thanks.
You have a fan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's another one. He's got a great voice. Who is he? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you need to have your own show, huh, Doc?
Yeah, I could see that in the near future. Why not? This is 2017.
That's right. So, you
know, can I interject for a second?
Sure.
I think we could solve a lot of people's problems really quick with what I just said. This is 2017. Anything goes. If you get bored, try something new, try to explore it.
That's right. Don't be afraid to, again, step out of your box. You know, it's not just a Monday, Wednesday, Friday vanilla thing. You know, and girls, it's not always up to the guys. You know, if you don't like the fact that he is rolled over and facing the wall and avoiding you, grab his hand. Put it down there. Show him. You know, use your hand on top of his hand to you know, let him know, hey, I'm still here. I still
there you
want
go.
To happen. And if he gets upset, you know, okay, back up. You don't want to start a fight. But at the same time, you know, if you can speak up or, you know, wait a few minutes, go make a sandwich or for yourself, because he didn't earn it, because he just, you know, he got his. He should be making you the sandwich. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. So you just wanted me in an apron? Is that all you're trying to say?
Can you bring me a sandwich?
Is that a request or demand?
Pretty please.
Right.
But, you know, while you're up and you're making a sandwich or you're making a cup of tea or whatever, you know, come back and see if he's ready to go for another round. Don't just lay there and huff and puff and, you know, whatever. But a little bit and then come back and see. Is he ready for round two? Maybe you need to climb on top, straddle him, and you go for it. Or, okay, if here's another one, girl. If he's not ready to go and doesn't think he can and it's been a while, ask him, can I just get on top and grind on you? That's hot.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's just hot as hell to have, you know, to just climb on top. And because you can still have, I know, Elvis. He's getting all worked up. But, you know, you can have an orgasm without being fully hard. You can have an orgasm without having, you know, an ejaculation. It's that energy that's flowing between you, between him. And sister, if you get on top, because obviously he wanted to have sex because he had sex with you already, but let's just say it is something he can't, you know, get that erection again. Climb on top. Engage with him. Let him, you know, expose yourself to him. You know, full frontal for him. Let him fondle the boobs. Boobgasms are fabulous. They're amazing. I'm just saying, if you've never had one, you should try it. A little bit of practice. But while you're, you know, you're grinding on him, you may not have that penetration, but you'll definitely have a clitoral orgasm because you are rubbing that clitoral area. And if he's, you know, stimulating the nipples, then that orgasm is going to increase because you're releasing that Pitocin in the body. So, yeah, it's going to be still pretty mind-blowing. You may not have that G-spot stimulation or that vaginal orgasm, but you're definitely going to have a clitoral orgasm and quite possibly a delicious nipplegasm, boobgasm, titgasm, whatever the hell you want to call it. It is what it is. Don't get mad. Try things different. Try it a different way. And that's going to help give him more confidence. That's going to help him not feel so, okay, well, if there's something wrong with me, I'm not completely broken. But if you're just laying there being a douche-tard twatsicle and you really are selfish, well, you don't deserve any sandwiches ever. Nor tacos, nor chocolate cake. Yeah, so what do you think about that? If, you know, for a woman to climb on top and do that, would you be okay with a woman taking charge like that?
Oh, I'd be putting on her finger. There is nothing sexier than your woman kind of walking in there and doing a striptease and just doing whatever she just, hey, just sit back, relax, enjoy the show. I'm all for it.
I don't think there's any guy that's going to deny that, that's going to say, no, I don't want it tonight, honey, and cover their eyes.
I bet you that solve an ED in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, provided it was,
Like not, like non-medical or whatever. But, you know, I mean, they ain't no doubt in my mind if a female did that. It's all good.
Yeah, and, you know, they're, believe it or not, there are some men who don't like an aggressive woman. They want to be the aggressor, which is fine. But when you're trying to keep it spicy and bring that sex magic in, it's going to take two people. And two creative minds are better than one.
There you go.
Yeah. So, what else is going on? What else is going on in your dating scene? Are you dating?
Very little. Very little.
Just not something you're into right now?
Just with work and being tired. And just joining a pool league. But I actually just started dating, June, July, something like that. I took about 3 years off, 2.5 years off, started dating, and dating wise is not the same to me. The way society is, you know, it's one thing is one, or I should say, you know, women, they're wanting one thing, and it turns out to be a different thing. But I think the dating scene for me is, I've been through the jacked up relationships and this and that. So now I'm in the process to where I would like to find something more stable, not just a cat and mouse for the night. So I think that's the only reason the dating scene has changed for me, is I'm really wanting more of, you know, something more stable for the future and so forth like that. But other than that, I haven't really had an interest.
I see. Well, you never know.
Are you trying to ask me something?
I'm trying to screen the messages, because girls are asking if you're single or taken. So I'm very nervous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked that question. on a serious note, though, when I jumped into the dating scene, I've noticed a lot of females have been asking me when I bring it up that the catfishing that's going on now, regardless if it's a guy or a girl, it's getting to the point of you're too worried about going out on a date because you don't want to get disappointed and you don't know what to do. But me in general, I like to date. I like to have a good time. I'm not in a rush for much, but it's not to be a hookup or anything like that. I'm looking to have fun, and, you know, if it progresses, hey, that's cool. If not, it is what it is. But, you also got to look at it from a maturity point, too, of what you're wanting. So whoever's sending in the messages, that's aimed right for them. What are they looking for, too? So.
Right. Well, you know, I've been single by choice just because I have a lot going on. And it's going to take someone very, very open-minded to be in the world of Monica Lee. There's just a lot going on. And, I mean, hell, I talk to dead people, thanks, you know. So, and then I talk about sex. That's those two right there, that's a lot for somebody to process. And so it's going to take somebody very, very open-minded to be able to embrace all of that. Plus, you know, with my schedule and stuff like that. I still have a big girl job. I haven't won the lottery yet, but whatever. I'm patient.
Yeah.
I may have it right now, you know. I'll know in an hour and 11 minutes. We'll see.
You'll know an hour for the news, huh?
Yeah.
The mom or the jackpot, which one?
I don't know. I just went in there and said, I need a lot of money, like, really fast. It'd be my ticket.
Well, that never hurts.
No. You know. I'm not picky. It's more than what I have now. But
curiosity. What question you got for me?
What question do I have for you?
Yeah.
As far as what? Because I've been asking you questions all night.
I was just curious.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Guys, it's hard to read guys. And actually tomorrow I'm doing how to tell if a guy is into you or not. And it's going to go both ways. How to tell if, you know, someone's really into you. And if not, jump ship and go. No hard feelings.
Right.
When you're interested in a girl, how are you going to let her know?
Mm-hmm. Are you asking me or are you just saying
that? I'm asking you. When you're interested, how are you going to let them know?
Oh, they know right off the bat. It's either the look in my the look in my eye, or I'm just going to straight up approach because I'm done with the game. I think that's probably one of the reasons I have a problem with the dating scene right now is they don't know how to take me. I mean, I'm just straight up come up and how you doing? So.
And now, when you date, are you a serial dater? Do you date more than once? Are you a multitasker, a multi-dater? Or when you see one girl, are you, this is from a listener. You know, what's the norm with that? I mean, do you get mad if they do that? Are you? I mean,
I'm not
because some guys,
daddy.
You know, some guys will be like, you know, I want to date, but I want to date casually. But then you have those that say that, and then they. You know, or they want to date just one, and then they're like, no, I want to keep my options open. And girls do it, too. And like you said, dating is not like it used to be.
Oh, by far not. I mean, now, if they're asking me, do I date more than one? No. But on the flip side of that, I'm going to ask, well, I don't really feel it's my business to ask them, are you dating more than one guy? But if they sit there and tell me, yeah, I would like to, you know, date you and just you, don't sit here and lie to me and date five other guys.
I know, right? I mean, because that's just confusing the universe and throwing mixed signals out there. I mean, if you want a casual date, let him know. It's only fair to him.
It's going to go both ways, you know?
Exactly. It's only fair to him that he knows. So he knows, you know, that... And sometimes people do it for the whole competition thing. And that's just bullshit. But that's just my opinion.
What
Everybody's
competition?
Got an opinion. Huh?
So what competition?
I mean, well, you know, people will date different people to be like, okay, well, who's got more money? Or where can I get the best? Instead of looking at the person, they're looking at their prospects.
Well, they only be dating if that's the case.
Yeah, they're not ready.
Well,
I don't think that's when you do it like that, and that's when you start hurting people, and that's when you start creating your own bad juju, bad karma. And you don't want that at all. I mean, that's where it's at. With online dating, you just never know, you know. You don't know with anybody, but you have to start off with trust. And if I'm telling you, you know, like for instance, if it was, you know, if I'm sitting there having a conversation and it was with you, it's like, you know, Doug, it's only you. That it's only you, and you're going to have to take me at my word until I show otherwise. And, you know, the same thing. And whoever, I'm Dave Gahn from Depeche Mode. I've been waiting for him for damn 35 years. So that proves I'm loyal.
I guess I better bring my A game, huh?
I think my track record with Dave being loyal should show any potential lover for me that I am loyal.
Well,
I will
be You're going to make a guy lucky one day.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
The loyalty and respect nowadays is very hard to find.
It is. It really is hard. And you have to have that at all times. And that, you know, will just increase that whole sex magic. And sex magic isn't just about, you know, the sex, but it's magic in every aspect, because you should be a team. You should be, you know, that power couple, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Where you can go to him and, you know, he can go to you. And, you know, without a shadow of a doubt that y'all are going to be together. And that, you know, just heightens the sex magic when you actually do get to create the sex magic. But we are down to the last 3.5 minutes, and I want to give a few shout-outs, especially to T's Boudoir Photography. She did my boudoir photo shoot up in New Mexico, and I'm just in awe of her art. Her pictures are literally works of art, and she totally thinks out of the box, and she doesn't play by the rules of, you know, this or that. She is a very well-known boudoir photographer out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. I drove 13 and a half hours to go have my shoot done out in White Sands. I froze my ass and my nipples off because it was cold. It was worth it for those pictures. and she does travel. So book her. Book her now. You can find her website at TZ Boudoir Photography. I'm sorry, that's her website, tzboudoirphotography.com. And go check out her work. She also does other portraits and other photography, but she is well known for her boudoir. I mean, amazing shots. And you just feel like that goddess. And y'all know I am the moon goddess, and I literally was up there chasing the supermoon, and she captured exactly what I wanted. I didn't even know she was taking the picture. She was just snapping away. I was like, oh hell, you took that? Oh Lord, what did I really look like? And then when I saw the pictures, I was like, damn, Gina, is that really me? So go
sounds
check
like
her out.
Pretty impressed.
I was.
All right.
Also, go and check out holisticsexeducation.com. That is where you can download your free copy of the ebook, What Your Mama, Bible, and Porn Never Taught You About Sex. And, you know, Renee is who I trained with to be a sacred sex educator. And, she's out of, I went to New Orleans for that. Now she's at the Rosemarie Spiritual Retreat. And, yeah, and I actually wrote chapter 4. And I'm going to be talking about that, my chapter that I wrote, Red Hot and Sacred, for Valentine's next month. So you don't want to miss that, because I'm so proud of what I wrote. I can't wait to share. And if you've read it already, thank you. And if you haven't, go get it. And also, be on the lookout for Rebel Goddess. The store has a few glitches. We're trying to get it back up. And you can check out Clothing with an Attitude, Rebel Goddess. And you can hear me every Monday through Friday from 10 to noon Eastern time, 9 to 11 Texas time Central, on Keeping It Sexy with Monica Lee on Rock Rage Radio. I play epic music and give sex tips, advice, and love, relationships, and anything else that you've got, send it to me. So it's been fun. I've had a blast tonight. Thank you so much, Doug, for coming on at the last minute. You are fabulous.
I appreciate it. It was my pleasure to be on here. I appreciate you having me.
Well, hopefully you'll come back next month and do it again.
If you have me, I'll be here.
All right. Well, thank you again. So, everybody, enjoy the rest of your week. And from my front porch to yours, all my love. Until next time, darlings.